Dinishta Nakshatra, Cognitive Subconscious Patterns, Audio, Visual, and Kinesthetic. Every individual has a dominant sensory pathway through which they process the world. Auditory, sound, rhythm, speech, visual, images, spatial logic, symbolism, or kinesthetic. Emotion, intuition, body-based perception. Dinishta Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, rhythmic action, vitality, momentum, and symbolized by the drum or flute, music, timing, vibration, leans strongly toward an auditory and kinesthetic subconscious processing style. These natives are deeply tuned to rhythm, both external, sound, movement, timing, and internal, instinct, drive, emotional pulse. They absorb through vibration, repetition, tone, and energy. Their perception is shaped not just by what is heard, but by how it feels in the body and environment. While they can visualize goals and success clearly, their cognition is often activated through sound and motion, rather than purely abstract concepts. Planetary placements in the first, third, fifth, and tenth houses refine how this sensory processing is expressed. If Mars is in the first or third house, the subconscious style is kinesthetic instinctive, with high physical and energetic awareness. These individuals react quickly to body language, pressure, and energetic shifts around them. In Dinishta, Mars intensifies physical rhythm. They process by doing, moving, and feeling their way forward. If Mars is in the 10th, they are seen as dynamic and effective. Leaders who respond through decisive, felt action rather than overthinking. If Moon is in the 4th or 5th house, the style is kinesthetic, emotional, rooted in memory, mood, and emotional rhythm. These natives are attuned to the emotional tone of conversations, spaces, and people. In Dinishta, the moon brings depth to their instinct. They process through emotional movement and intuitive timing. If moon is in the 10th, they are seen as emotionally in tune and sensitive to group energy, often navigating leadership through emotional intelligence. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, auditory processing becomes more defined. These individuals think in sound, cadence, dialogue, repetition, or spoken word. In Dinishta, Mercury gives sharp verbal rhythm. They often speak with persuasive tone or memorable phrasing. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are admired for articulate communication, often taking on roles where clear speech or musical timing becomes part of their influence. If Venus or Jupiter is in the 5th or 9th house, the style can shift toward visual symbolic, especially in spiritual, aesthetic, or creative contexts. These natives think in images, patterns of beauty, harmony, or cosmic design. In Dinishta, Venus adds grace to movement, while Jupiter spiritualizes rhythm. They process life visually when it serves a moral or artistic function. If either is in the 10th, they may rise through performance, teaching, or expressive leadership, seen as embodying rhythm with vision. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the processing remains kinesthetic, but with a structured, disciplined filter. These natives process through action and endurance. They feel and act, but rarely speak before assessing the impact. In Dinishta, Saturn brings tempo control. They internalize rhythm and use it deliberately. If Saturn is in the 10th, they may become known for their steady, powerful presence, often organizing others through timing, not pressure. Dinishta's cognitive intelligence is like a drumbeat beneath awareness, vibrational, embodied, and deeply attuned to flow. These natives learn best when the rhythm of the lesson matches the rhythm of their body and inner tempo. Whether through music, movement, or emotional pulse, they process the world in waves and echoes. When balanced, Dinishta becomes the master of rhythm, feeling timing, knowing tone, and translating instinct into action with fierce grace and focused resonance. Dinishta Nakshatra, motivation, direction, towards versus away from. Some individuals are driven towards, motivated by goals, excellence, visibility, and mastery. Others operate away from, driven to avoid failure, loss of control, or emotional discomfort. Dinishta Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, ambition, movement, precision, and symbolized by the drum or flute, rhythm, sound, performance, leans strongly toward a towards motivation style. These natives are wired to move forward. They seek recognition, action, progress, and purposeful momentum. There is a deep inner beat that drives them to achieve, to rise, and to express something powerful through movement, talent, or leadership. However, if their rhythm is disrupted through emotional stagnation, criticism, or blocked ambition, they may briefly shift into an away-from mode, distancing themselves from failure or disconnect. Still, even their withdrawal often contains a latent desire to reset and resume forward motion. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 6th, and 10th houses reveal what anchors or redirects their core drive. If Mars is in the 1st or 3rd house, the motivation is clearly towards, rooted in self-assertion, challenge, and active engagement with life. These individuals act when there is a goal to pursue or a problem to solve. In Dhanishta, Mars adds urgency. They're motivated by timing and impact. If Mars is in the 10th, this drive becomes public. They're seen as action-oriented leaders or performers, always pushing to accomplish or move others. If the Moon is in the 4th or 7th house, the motivation may blend away from emotional vulnerability with a deeper towards pursuit of emotional fulfillment or stability. These individuals seek to avoid emotional noise or chaos, but their desire to belong and express can push them forward. In Dhanishta, Moon softens the fire. They act when emotional harmony aligns with inner rhythm. If Moon is in the 10th, they channel this into nurturing yet impactful public roles, leading with emotional tone. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the motivation is towards through communication, performance, and problem solving. These individuals move forward when they have a clear message to deliver or a system to refine. In Dhanishta, Mercury adds tempo to thought. They're motivated by clarity, curiosity, and intellectual rhythm. If Mercury is in the 10th, they often lead with words, motivated to influence, teach, or direct others with verbal mastery. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the motivation begins as away from, fueled by a desire to avoid error, disorder, or public failure. Over time, it transforms into a deeply towards motivation, anchored in excellence, mastery, and long-term respect. In Dhanishta, Saturn gives endurance. They're slow to move, but unstoppable once aligned. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are respected for their consistency, quietly building rhythm through repetition and reliability. If Jupiter or Venus is in the 5th or 9th house, the motivation becomes towards, guided by beauty, wisdom, or higher meaning. These individuals are pulled forward by a desire to express truth, inspire others, or fulfill creative potential. In Dhanishta, Venus adds grace to ambition. Jupiter brings moral rhythm. If either is in the 10th, they are seen as purposeful and gifted, driven by vision and the power to move others through talent or insight. Dhanishta's motivation is like a drumbeat calling them forward, persistent, compelling, and innately timed. These natives don't wait for permission. They feel the rhythm and rise. Their growth lies in ensuring that what they move toward is truly meaningful, and that what they avoid doesn't block their tempo. When aligned, Dhanishta becomes the rhythmic warrior, motivated not just by success, but by the need to act in time with truth, expression, and soul purpose. Dhanishta Nakshatra, attention direction, self or others. Some individuals focus primarily on the self, tracking their inner drive, goals, and alignment with personal purpose. Others are more tuned into others, noticing social rhythms, external needs, and how they are perceived or received. Dhanishta Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, action, drive, leadership, and symbolized by the drum or flute, rhythm, sound, performance, tends to balance both, but leans slightly toward self-focused attention. These natives are highly attuned to their inner timing, ambition, and capacity to lead or perform. They often move to their own internal beat, measuring decisions against what feels dynamic, effective, and authentic. However, because of Dhanishta's connection to rhythm and performance, they're also highly aware of others, especially in how they move within group dynamics, lead teams, or hold space through sound, presence, or example. Planetary placements in the 1st, 4th, 7th, and 10th houses influence whether their focus stays internal or shifts outward in response. If Mars is in the 1st or 3rd house, the attention is clearly self-directed, especially toward personal growth, discipline, and forward momentum. These individuals are aware of their internal tempo and rarely wait for others' input. In Dhanishta, Mars strengthens inner focus. They are goal-driven and take pride in moving independently. If Mars is in the 10th, this becomes visible. They are seen as self-starting leaders who create impact from personal clarity. If the moon is in the fourth or seventh house, attention leans toward others, especially through emotional awareness and relational tone. These individuals pick up on the mood in a room and adjust accordingly, often leading with empathy or sensitivity. In Dhanishta, moon adds relational rhythm. They harmonize with others, but must remember to return to their own pulse. If moon is in the 10th, they are emotionally attuned professionals, seen as approachable, adaptable, and sensitive to group energy. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, attention is socially aware, but mentally balanced. These individuals toggle between self-reflection and other awareness, depending on the task. In Dhanishta, Mercury adds agility. They can engage with others effectively, but need moments alone to recalibrate. If Mercury is in the 10th, they often hold influential positions, using words to move others while staying centered in their own strategy. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, attention becomes self-regulated with an external duty orientation. These individuals are focused on maintaining structure, honor, and accountability, often carrying the weight of others while anchored in their own standards. In Dhanishta, Saturn gives gravity. They listen to others, but they act from inner discipline. If Saturn is in the 10th, they are seen as responsible and steady, aware of others, but not swayed by them. If Venus or Jupiter is in the 5th or 9th house, attention tends to flow outward through teaching, performing, or inspiring. These natives enjoy sharing their gifts and may derive purpose from connecting with others through creativity or wisdom. In Dhanishta, Venus brings harmony to expression, Jupiter, higher vision. If either is in the 10th, these individuals are recognized for their influence, leading through presence, not pressure. Dhanishta's attention is like a drum that holds the rhythm of both self and space. These natives lead from within, but stay aware of the tempo around them. Their growth lies in honoring their internal drive while knowing when to shift focus outward, to guide, support, or co-create with others. When balanced, Dhanishta becomes the rhythmic anchor, deeply self-aware, but tuned in to when others need their light, timing, or power to move forward. Dhanishta Nakshatra, understanding chunk size, big or little. Some individuals process information in big chunks, grasping broad themes, overarching systems, and long-term purpose. Others prefer little chunks, focusing on details, sequence, and step-by-step logic. Dhanishta Nakshatra, ruled by Mars, precision, execution, momentum, and symbolized by the drum or flute, rhythm, timing, structured sound, tends to favor a big chunk understanding style. These natives intuitively perceive patterns of success, timing, or energy flow. They often think in systems, performance arcs, or larger rhythms, rather than isolated steps. Their minds are wired to recognize how different elements fit together, how strategy, motion, and presence combine to create impact. However, because Mars brings focus and discipline, Dhanishta can shift into little chunk mode when execution is necessary, especially when timing, repetition, or mastery of a process is involved. Planetary placements in the 1st, 3rd, 5th, and 10th houses influence how readily they scale between broad strategy and refined detail. If Mars is in the 1st or 3rd house, the understanding style is big chunk, with bursts of little chunk precision. These individuals grasp overarching goals quickly and act to align with them, but will break things down when a task demands sharp focus. In Dhanishta, Mars adds tempo. They learn fast and execute efficiently. If Mars is in the 10th, they are seen as strong strategists and doers, capable of guiding others from a high-level vision and then getting into the work themselves. If Mercury is in the 3rd or 10th house, the preference shifts more toward little chunk, especially in analysis, learning, or communication. These individuals break complex ideas into clear, digestible parts. In Dhanishta, Mercury adds mental clarity. They like to know exactly how something works and can teach or instruct with structure. If Mercury is in the 10th, they are recognized for their communication skills, translating big ideas into practical, clear steps. If Jupiter is in the 1st or 9th house, the native is strongly big chunk oriented, understanding through moral, philosophical, or spiritual frameworks. These individuals think in terms of potential, belief systems, and vision. In Dhanishta, Jupiter adds higher perspective. They're motivated by a purpose-driven overview. If Jupiter is in the 10th, They are seen as teachers or guides, those who lead by connecting dots and giving meaning to motion. If Moon is in the fourth or fifth house, the learning becomes emotionally layered with an instinctive blend of big picture memory and moment-to-moment absorption. These individuals absorb rhythm and emotional tone rather than just logic. In Dhanishta, Moon brings inner pacing. They may feel their way through understanding, but are capable of zooming in when needed. If Moon is in the 10th, they bring emotional intelligence to their leadership, processing complexity while making others feel seen. If Saturn is in the 6th or 10th house, the learning style becomes little chunk through mastery and repetition. These individuals learn slowly and carefully, building understanding brick by brick. In Dhanishta, Saturn adds discipline. They may start with details, but eventually develop strong system-level thinking. If Saturn is in the 10th, they're seen as methodical, steady, and deeply respected for their ability to master complex systems over time. Dhanishta's understanding style is like a beat that knows the full rhythm before perfecting each note. These natives are naturally aligned with flow, structure, and impact. They grasp where things are going and then fine-tune how to get there. Their growth lies in knowing when to trust their sense of the whole and when to pause and refine the parts. When balanced, Dhanishta becomes the strategic visionary, learning through rhythm, performing with purpose, and mastering both the pace and precision needed to carry their mission forward.